You're listening to KSJD. My name is Mike Courtois. Our guest today is Tommy Wiseau. Tommy Wiseau is an actor, writer, and director, best known for his 2003 film The Room. The Room was independently financed and distributed, and has developed arguably the most loyal fan base of any movie released in the last decade. It's good to have you on the air with us, Tommy.
Well, thank you very much to have me. And first of all, I'd like to say all the fans supporting The Room, thank you very much. And we'll see you at the screening. Let's move on with the interview.
All right. I know you don't like to talk about your past, but could you tell us a little bit about yourself for our listeners?
Well, you know, I'm just a simple guy. I like filming stuff. I'm a filmmaker as well as an actor. I like acting. I like stage, you know. From childhood, I always wanted to be, you know, as an actor, a rock star, whatever. You know, we all have the dreams, you know, but I like entertainment. That's the bottom line. And I always say, it's reference to The Room, you can laugh, you can cry, you can express yourself, but please don't hurt each other.
Why do you think The Room resonates with audiences so much?
I know. Well, again, you see, it's many layers you have within The Room, and I think sometimes people who watching, they don't realize. And I always say, you know, it's not just because I say it, because it's by design. It's also the 12th year of my work. So people don't realize in the history of a room, I always say to everyone, you know, when some people ask me about this is a good question, by the way, and your listener probably, maybe some new they don't realize, but later on probably people will realize, and that's the fact, you have many layers within The Room. And again, I don't say that you have to like my movie. My take on this is, as a producer or and director as well, that if I give you something where it's related to your life, I did my job. And again, The Room is the red flag not to do certain stocks. For example, two is better than three. Three is crowd. But you can have the three friends. I don't say it's wrong with that. But again, to respond to your question, you have many layers within The Room, and it's a process of discover. Discover yourself within The Room.
All right. Thank you very much for that. I had a question about, speaking about layers, I've seen discussion elsewhere about some of the symbolism in the movie. I've heard you talk about the psychology of bridges and a little bit about the psychology of football. What I'm interested in is your use of color in the movie. My wife brought this up. She said that it seems when the characters wear different colors, like when they're wearing blue or red or black, the colors seem to be symbolic of their feelings about Johnny at that moment. Was this intentional, or are we reading too much into it?
Well, actually, you know what? This is one of a great question. And say thank you to your wife. But, yeah, colors are very important. But let's just sort it out a little bit here. Because we have two situations, colors as the colors of when people are wearing, and colors within what the relate to acting. So we have two different things. I just want to straight down this, because some people may be, I don't want to be misunderstood. That's my point.
Okay.
But again, to respond to you, absolutely. For example, Lisa wearing red dress. You see, red dress, when Johnny gives the gift to Lisa, represent, you know, to me, represent loss. And by design, The Room, it's also survival. Red was is the color. I don't know if you noticed, but I know this in life. We have balanced red between red and black. You see? These two colors in life, and if you look at surrounding any country, I mean, any state, I'm traveling right now, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I noticed that, and I noticed also from life. So again, what wearing, for example, Mark on the roof, blue.
Okay, yes.
And, you know, he's doing certain stuff when I don't want to promote certain usage of drug and on the radio station. But again, you see a lot people enjoy it, blue denim, for example. It's also represent relax, you know. Blue denim, by the way, I'm I used to design clothes. I'll be starting design clothes next year for your info. So maybe you guys will be interested on this one. So the blue representing denim, we can talk about 100 hours would not finish just be talking. So the colors are extremely important. Now, the mix, a contrast, if you talk about contrast, for example, images, Golden Gate Bridge, and you see the colors red and the pink, which is close to red, but it's not quiet red.
Okay.
You see, all this stuff, you can talk about, but it's extremely important. The colors are very, very important.
It's definitely one of those things that's better seen than talking about. I understand what you're saying.
But yeah, it's a visual thing.
Okay. Let's see. So I have a question. I guess speaking of visuals, I've gone to screenings of The Room, and they're very lively experiences. I'm sure you've been to your fair share of them, too. But I find that I prefer watching the movie at home. For me, it resonates more when I'm watching with just a few friends. How do you feel it's best watched? Do you prefer at home, in the theater? Do you prefer both?
Actually, be honest with you, I always encourage people to see it in theater.
Okay.
But it's not from wrong. That's your take. I respect that, Mm-hmm. But you see, my take on this is it's something what, sometimes, as you know, I have regular Q&A in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And now we are traveling the Love is Blind tour across the country. So I always encourage people, as well I would do right now, to see actually in the theater because it's sort of different experience, and people have some kind of always different ideas about The Room, how they express themselves.
Okay.
For example, Florida Confetti, somebody brought last time Balloon to the theater. I love it. Always create is very creative.
When did people use the balloons in the movie? I've seen the spoons and the footballs. I haven't seen the balloon.
Okay, you have a party scene when Johnny's party, and one of her character actually pushed the balloon.
Okay.
He tried to have attention. I let him.
Okay.
I'm talking as the director right now.
Okay.
But he did twice in the movie. I don't know if you catch that, but eventually you will.
Okay.
And then somebody actually brought last time balloon for my Q&A, and I was very impressed because it was fun. It really was. I respect that, And again, I like creativity, So.
I understand that. My favorite scene in the movie is the climactic moment when Johnny's flashing back to his memories of Lisa and when he's tearing up the apartment. I thought that scene was really effective. Do you have a favorite scene in the movie?
Absolutely.
What is yours?
Chris R. You are tearing me apart, Lisa. I don't know if you.
we're all very familiar with that. That's
there you go.
There's a big following of this movie around here, and that's one of everyone's favorite lines.
Sure.
To what extent do you identify with your characters? Do you feel like Johnny? Do you feel like Mark sometimes?
Mark is different from Johnny, but I will tell you one thing, that we have many Johnnies, many Lisas, many Claudettes across the world. The reason say, I correct myself, actually, reason say on the world, because, as you know, we are screening The Room right now internationally, UK, and the premiere actually we have in Oslo, Norway. So I'm very fond of it because my understanding in Norway, people don't speak English, but that was my mistake because actually they do.
Okay.
So I'm very, if somebody listening about this program, talk to your friend in Norway, because we have many fans then there and actually across the world. And I will again say thank you very much for supporting The Room, and I'm shocked what's happening right now, because again we're screening in Australia, New Zealand, UK, and Canada. I'll be traveling next year to other countries and just say hello to fans.
That's fantastic. What's the international reaction been? In some senses, this is a very...
I'm losing you. I'm sorry. I cannot hear you.
Okay. Is this better?
Not really.
Not really?
Now it's a little better.
Okay.
Well, now it's very perfect.
Okay. All right. What has the international reaction been? In some senses, this is a very American movie.
Absolutely, I agree with you, because by design, you see the symbolism of football, as you mentioned, and the Golden Gate Bridge. I mean, we can go... first screening we have actually in UK 12 months ago, actually, anniversary they have in September, I believe, first anniversary, was spectacular, also in Canada as well. In Australia and New Zealand, it's great response, and they screaming over and over, and it seems to me people like it very much. We have a great support. Right now, I'm receiving 100,000 of emails related to screening all over the world, actually.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And people are actually demanding, you know, like other countries, they want to screen too, and we always inform them to contact the theater and theater contact us, and we can ship the print or whatever arrangement they want to make. So we are very happy with, for example, perfect example is Norway, Oslo. They'll be screened Monday. So I don't know what the reaction is, but the fact is, because of the fans of the room, we are screening there. And I like Norway as well. I like all the country in the world, but, you know, I'm an American, and my heart is in America, but I'll be traveling all over the world as well, you know.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Sure.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about football.
Sure.
In the movie, it's pretty clear you're a football fan. Do you follow professional football?
I do, actually. Yeah, I love it.
Who's your favorite team?
I already said it, so you got me on this one. That I would say openly, 49ers, actually.
Oh no! I think we're going to have a little rivalry here. I'm from St. Louis originally, so I'm a Rams fan. So we might.
Well, but I have it too. The second team is the secret, okay?
Oh, the second team is the secret? Okay, so it's 49ers and then...
And I will not tell you the second one.
Okay, that's...
Yeah, I have actually two, yeah.
Okay. Would you like to talk about any upcoming projects? I've seen previews for a sitcom and for a horror movie. Do you have any other projects in the works? We talked about the clothing design.
Yeah, I do... We try to release before Christmas. It's related to economy, a movie, and I cannot tell you the title.
Okay.
But at the same time, I can say a little bit about it if you want to hear about it.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Besides that, I'm working on my vampire, still a vampire movie, and the sitcom, the Neighbors. You know, we got approval from some network people only for one episode, and I'm not dropping the name. I'm just respond to your question.
Okay.
But I'm against the one episode because we should have at least five or six. We did complete the pilot, which is 22 minutes. What you see online is a trailer. You can go to theneighborssitcom.com or TheNeighborsUSA.com. And as you know, I did documentaries related to homeless in America, you know, such as Eerie Situation.
And I've heard that one's very well received. I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard
very
good things.
Very fond of this because this is nothing to do with the room. But, you know, someday I say, let's just grab the camera and you know, I want to pitch into to Better Tomorrow in America. So that's basically why I did this, you know. And then if you need the screener, let me know. I'd be glad to send you. And I'm working also several different projects. And the last one, the house that drips blood on Alex, we will have a premiere on before Halloween.
Okay.
And the Comedy Central actually will be aired twice. That's my understanding. And we did have a premiere on Comic-Con, and I'm very busy, you know. And I travel as well, as you probably know, the Love is Blind tour. And next year we'll have the Blu-ray tour, and we'll be organizing biggest screening. We want to organize the Yankee Stadium of the room, as well as Staples Center and over across the country, because I love people and I like to organize like at least 10,000 people, 20,000 people see the room at the same time.
That would be huge. Yankee Stadium and Staples Center. Well, I know with some of the fans out there, you could probably fill those places up.
To see that, because you see, I'm pro freedom, and I personally think that the the room is very special, and I like when people express themselves. And we have a lot of dilemmas, you know, across the country, beautiful America, that the USA is changing right now. As you notice, young people do not have places to express themselves, as you know. And I think it's wrong, certain stuff, you know. But move on, next question.
Okay. I guess this is a... Actually, my wife had a question for you. She recently saw online, she was playing around on the internet, and she saw a room video game.
Mm-hmm.
And she was wondering if you were familiar with that, if you had played it, if you had beat it yet.
Well, you see, I did not play personally, but I heard about it. And my understanding is that, again, this is the thing what I like when a certain positive thing happens. You see, if I can influence someone to create something, I did my job.
Mm-hmm.
And as well as these people, they have great support for me, because I think it's great. As long as you don't alter the room, and apparently they using the characters from the room, etc., and some of the scene, whatever, but they did such a cute stuff that I think they did very good job, because I got emails about it as well. People ask me this, like, you're not the first one to ask me about it. So I'm supporting this kind of behavior, and eventually you will have the play, you know, like high res because I believe I said this very publicly a few years ago that we want to do the play, but we also, right now I'm working on the Blu-ray as well as the 3D of the room.
Blu-ray and 3D?
Absolutely. The Blu-ray, keep in mind, will be first before
okay.
the 3Ds.
Okay.
And the 3Ds, you know, technology right now is it's similar to HD. And then again, people don't realize... maybe you guys do, but a lot of people do and don't. That's what I would say. That the room is only the only one feature movie shot at the same time, both cameras, HD and 35. And then when people say film, I don't like what they say that, because the film, we talk about film, you have 60 millimeter, Super 8, 35. That's the best ever.
Mm-hmm.
So people don't realize about the cost. But this, again, I just want to just inform all the fans and you fans that the room is only the feature movie entire world to shot in both format. And it was not shot because it was just accident, because I planned that way.
Okay.
Again, I don't know how much time we have.
Oh, we have plenty of time. I was actually going to ask you about that. I had seen on the special features of the Room DVD that you were talking about possibly doing a documentary about the differences between 35mm and digital.
Actually, I'm doing a book about it. I'm still writing. That's another thing
okay.
I'm working on.
Okay.
And you will see visually how much, compare. For example, let me give you an example, because I like to always give the example.
Okay.
I'm a detail-oriented person. Now you know me. So I try to be, because the more detail, the better. For example, you have the film, and you have a HD tape. So you will see on the picture in my book how many tapes you have from HD and how much film you spend. The ratio, we have 1:4. And again, with complementary film. So you see, that's why I encourage people to see it in the theater, because what you see is actually 35mm print. So the depth of field is better, et cetera, et cetera. What you see on the DVD, yes, you may argue that some of the scene are similar or almost the same, but it's not quite the same.
Okay.
And also, I want to just straight down, you know, like people are, sometimes borrow, I call borrowers, certain stuff from the room from DVD, and I always encourage them to contact us before you do that, and we'll be glad to provide certain footage. This way, you know, each time you copy something, for example, from DVD, it's not the same. People should realize now. That's why, you know, the room DVD is extremely inexpensive because, you know, everybody can afford it. And again, it's nothing wrong to see the room in your own home and have party like you did because, you know, as you know, some of the big stars do the same. So it's fun to do both, actually. But the theater, I will encourage all the fans and new fans and people who do not see the room to actually have time to go to theater, have fun.
And I would agree with that. The seeing it in the theater isn't quite like anything you've experienced before.
Right, and plus you can maybe meet someone I always say also, let me say five more cents here, my opinion, that the room and directly eliminate crime. You may say, oh, what are he's talking about? Well, I'm just talking about, usually people go to see the room at midnight. And statistically speaking, because I studied psychology, mm-hmm. as you probably know about it, the crime is committed between 12 and 2 across America. I took on nighttime. So instead of commit crime, you should see the room, have fun, and then reflect your life and then be a better person. And that's what I like to say.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that, but that sounds pretty accurate. Is there anything else you'd like to add? Any message to the fans?
Well, I would just say, see you at the screen, and I'm touring right now, and we will have a soon website related to Yankee Stadium and other events related to the room. And you can always go to theroommovie.com and send us email. And I would say you can laugh, you can cry, you can express yourself, but please don't hurt each other. And have a groovy time.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Tommy Wiseau.
Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Cut. Mike?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else you want me to do?
No, I think that's all. I could do I might ask you to do I'd ask you to do a station ID, but I don't know how well that would come in over the phone.
Well, we can try it. You don't have to use this. You decide what you want to do.
Okay.
Like I say, you know, that's what I ask you. What do you want to do? Because I did a radio before, so some people are, oh, can you do this? I'm so used to it now.
Okay. How about I have you? Could I have you say you're listening to Trendsetter Nation on KSJD?
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Okay, say it again what you want me to say.
Could I have you say you're listening to Trendsetter Nation on KSJD?
Okay. I need a pan.
Oh.
okay, so what's the station?
It's K S
F
J
A.
I'm sorry. It's K as in Karen, S as in Sam.
All S. K S
J like Jerry.
Okay. J
D like dog.
E. Okay. You are listening K S G E J E
K S J D.
Okay. And what after you want me to tell me?
The name of the show is Trendsetter Nation.
Trans what?
Trendsetter Nation.
Trendsetter?
Yes.
Nation?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, here you go.
Okay.
I don't know how it will come up, but it's up to you.
Okay, so yeah, you can just say it however you want, so whenever you're ready.
So let me tell you, let me ask you, the KSJE first or Transcenter Nation first?
Let's do Transcenter Nation first, and then KSJD, like dog.
Oh, KSD.
KSJD.
J. Oh.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute here.
Okay.
KSJ, right?
KSJ, like Jason.
Yeah.
And then D, like dog.
Oh, D, not E.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry about that.
Okay, KSGD. Okay. I'm ready.
Okay.
You are listening to Transcenter Nation at the KSGD.
All right. Thank you so much.
I don't know how this came out. Let me try one more time.
Okay, sounds good.
Now tell me, KSGD or KSJD?
KSJD.
JD. Okay, no, see the font, but never mind about font. Let's try it one more time.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to Transcenter Nation at the KSJD.
That is perfect.
I don't know how perfect it is, but you decide what you want to do, okay?
That sounds good.
Okay, if you need the screener for Homeless in America, we can send you free of charge.
Okay.
And like I say, you can link to website, whatever you want to do.
Okay. I'll email John.
Yeah, your address, the mailing address.
Okay, that sounds fantastic.
Okay, Mike, hopefully you're happy now.
All right, thank you so much. It's been great talking to you.
You're very welcome, and have a groovy time.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Holy shit, I talked to Tommy Wiseau for a half an hour.
Stop.
Stop, okay.